Would you like me to tell you our liberation?
Sure.
Okay. It was, you know,
you were with your husband at this time.
Yes. We were
still
not
separated,
together.
But your husband was in the camp.
Yes. We were, like I said, we were hoping for them. But then we found out that, there in that camp we had already from Hungary some people who were very, very hungry. The hungry people, somehow they could not take the hunger as well as others. What they ate, I don't even want to mention it. But anyway, we found out later that there were 1,200 of us there in that small camp. Was a grave was prepared for the 1,200 people. But the director of that camp was, even if he was an SS man, somehow he was good. He really saved 1,200 Jews. After the war, he was
exonerated,
pardoned
by the Jewish people. In fact,
his name?
Yes, Schindler. In fact, there is a tree in Israel, an alley in Israel, in his name, planted by the Jewish people, because he was the one who saved the 1,200 people. Why? How? He sent a telegram to that director of the camp, that commander of the camp, you know, telling him to go to the Russian front. It was a false telegram, you know. He sent out that he has to go, so he left. And this case, we were saved because he wanted to kill. Before the liberation comes in, he wanted to take all the 1,200 out, and we would have been, all of us would be killed. Anyway, the 9th of May, if you think, we always talked about a Messiah coming on a white horse, you know. Well, our Messiah came on a white horse. He was a Russian soldier. He comes into the camp and he calls up, he says, "Sisters and brothers, take off your numbers." We had numbers at that time. Instead of armbands, we had our numbers, you know. And he said, "Take off your numbers, you're free people.